First off, before we get to the meat of Snake Pit, last night we were leaving the studio and Intentional Grounding was coming in. David and Robert and Harry Wolanski. He was there too.
Big night for Harry.
It was a big night for Harry. And then
big Harry Wolanski.
And then Ham walks in as I'm still standing in the studio talking to Intentional Grounding. And as I'm doing that, Killer approaches, and I'm like, hey, man, what's up? And he gives me a nod. And Ham goes, have you talked to Killer today? And I said, I just did. And he goes, no, no, no. Have you talked to Killer today? And I said, well, actually, no. And I started to talk to Killer, and I immediately dropped to my knees because Killer has had a procedure done because he had something going on with his mouth, and it made an already funny voice turn into the funniest voice ever. And so we're laughing, and then he reiterates himself on the air, and this is what young Killer sounded like.
We also have back from the doctors. He wasn't here last week, but Jason Killer Kellison is here with us.
Nice play.
Hello, boys.
Killer, how are you?
I'm a lot better tonight than I was like a week ago. I can actually kind of talk now.
Well, you were describing the tedious and process that you've been through to get to this
we
stage.
Should
can you tell us
Killer
a little bit? Let's let Killer explain it.
All right, Killer, go ahead.
I had an oral implant put in the front of my mouth to replace a bridge. Basically, they had to cut my gum back, put a glue to hold a implant for a tooth in, and then to cover that up, they cut off part of the flesh from the roof of my mouth and sewed it over the top of it, leaving that part of the roof of my mouth fully exposed, not exposed. And every time I talk, it thumps up against it, and it shoots, like, pain right through. No, it doesn't do that. And it hurts so much. But today is, like, the first time I'm able to talk without significant pain where, like, I ball up and cry. So I'm very happy to be here.
Now that's the money shot right there. We need that for everything.
Yeah.
That I'm very happy to be here.
So I'm very happy to be here.
In Killer
poor
voice.
Killer. Lost more your stuffing.
Yeah, that's good. That's enough. So yeah,
Killer is nothing if not a pleasure to listen to.
I said that's enough.
I love you all. Happy Thanksgiving.
It was awesome, though. So, poor Killer. Poor the Killer. He's been through hell and back.
So, I'm very happy to be here.
I know you are. All right. So, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And a long time ago, back in 1997, I think, it may have been 98, on Thanksgiving morning, this was back when everybody had to work all holidays, I think. We were still cranking them out, working on Christmas Eve and things like that.
Were we ever?
And we worked on Thanksgiving. And I honestly think that I worked Thanksgiving Day up until because Norm would always take off.
Yeah.
And we would do 10 to noon. And they would actually put us on the hard line like 9 to noon. They would do, the musers would work 6 to 9, and then we would work 9 to noon. And we did that for a long time, up until like 2010 or something like that, when they were finally like, guys, just take the day off.
Right.
Just do it.
Very few people find sports radio live and useful at 7 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah. But they would have us do random shifts. But back in the 90s, the musers were still doing full 5:30 to 10 shows, and I filled in for Fernando, who was producing back then, and I was a producer back in the 90s. And I showed up, and it's 5:30 in the morning, and George had his guitar there. And George walked in, handed me the guitar, and he goes, why don't you write a song, for a Thanksgiving song, and we'll play it at 8:30. And I was like, all right, let's go. And so I sat there, and concocted a song, and at 8:30, I played it. So I'm going to play you the beginning of the song.
I'm going to say 1998.
98?
Just because I lived through
Vikings. Oh,
okay.
This was the Vikings Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
The Randy Moss song.
Yeah.
Funny. So this is the very beginning of the song, because after that, it gets a little dodgy. And we're going to play it on the audio. You got the audio pulled up over there? Okay.
Pocahontas was an Indian. She liked gravy by the ton. The white men said they slept in her bed and got giblets stuck in their tongue.
Okay, I'm going to leave it right there.
That's about as far as you can go.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
Because beyond that, it gets dodgy. Very dodgy. It was a different time back in the 90s.
That's what we hear.
Yes.
Yeah, it was before the wardrobe malfunction changed everything.
Right. And so what we did was we sent this off to the FCC.
Oh, good.
To ask them what they think of this current version, so they could send us it back, and we can now edit it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They sent us the actual edits of what we need to do to play Thanksgiving Loves the White Man, the iconic song from the late 90s.
Uh-huh.
And so here is now the updated. Would you like to explain exactly what it is, Dave?
Yeah. Now this new version is entitled Thanksgiving Loves the Woke Man.
Oh!
Right.
Okay.
Because now it's very woke. So here's what the FCC told us to do with it. But it's the original form. Yes, it's from 1998. It sounds like it's from 1898. But this is the best version we have. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Pocahontas was
a beautiful Native American queen.
She liked gravy by the ton. The white men said they slept in her bed and got giblets stuck in their tongue. Pocahontas was
an adventurous, sexually charged Native American flower.
She liked white men by the score. Legend says she was on the pill and her nickname was Fad
Commander.
Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back.
That's why?
We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon nap. Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon
doo-doo.
Sometimes little granny, well, she might get under our skin. That's when we grab her by the nape of the neck and we beat her with a rolling pin.
Actually, this is true, and we recommend it twice this holiday weekend.
Late at night when we're frisky, and our wife, she has a sore back. Down some Cuervo and a bottle of gin and take our chances with Cousin Mac.
As long as he's part of your in-laws, this is fine, and we also highly recommend, especially if your wife is being a prude.
Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and lay down for our afternoon nap. Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon
dookie.
Now the day is nearly over, and I look at the setting sun. I wish Pocahontas was here right now so I could have a little
commander.
She would be my little squaw, and I would be your man. When I was finished, strange with that
Commander Prostitute. Introduce her to Nina Pham.
Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back.
Oh, yeah.
We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and lay down for our afternoon nap.
Give it to me again.
Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon
dookie.
Nah.
All right, which makes it almost certain the person who did it is right-handed.
So what?
Oh, that's it.
Oh! Well, that.
So thank you.
Those are very helpful notes from the FCC.
Thank you very much to the folks at the FCC for letting us know what is proper now in the year 2022.
They kind of left a lot more in there than I thought they would take out. But
well, they're open to what appears to be some sort of family love, but it has to be in-laws, right?
Right.
They don't want it
not,
to be...
Not blood relations.
Yeah, so that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And they're open to beating grandma.
Which is odd.
Odd, yet
and unpredicted.
And understandable all at the same time.